now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It is incredible that I managed to get the show together this week for the Cocktail Nation, because here in Australia, we just got Netflix for the very first time. Man, I love it. I am watching so much Netflix that rather than suggesting more shows for me to watch, it started suggesting that I go outside. You know, it's great to hear people in the retro and vintage scenes really making massive strides to promote and encourage people. So tonight, we talked to a lady who's put together a very cool website that not only talks about vintage, lounge, exotica, tiki, retro, vintage culture, but seeks to help people promote and expand. What's on the show? Look at the Water Swank Gig Guide, plus some cool mixology apps for you. Right now, Ellen LaFern, Days of Wine and Roses on the Cocktail Nation.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland. Daughter, close the door, the door mark nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of a golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktailnation, Lance Leader, Coop Cooper with Tiki Lounge Crew and Martini Sunset. Here's a great website for you to check out, retroessence.com. Jacqueline Baker from Retro Essence joins me on the show this week. Now, Jacqueline, it isn't just about vintage news. It's a whole lot more than that, isn't it?
I'm trying to bring together the retro vintage community in the US particularly. I was going to set up originally to help small, just ordinary small businesses and entrepreneurs. But I went back to England for a visit. I'm obviously from England.
No.
And I go back frequently. And they've got a really good, thriving community in the UK, a vintage community. They've got their act together there. I think they have in Australia too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have. And it's that they have many events and it's really well promoted and well supported online over there. Here in the US, it's not so well. We're not so well connected, shall I say.
Mm.
I know that there are thousands and thousands of people out there involved in certain aspects of the retro vintage life, but they tend to be so spread out and so isolated in their own communities. And I don't know of anyone yet that has attempted to even bring the community together, because I can tell you it was a huge task.
Yeah,
but So I'd like to try and bring them together and share information, promote businesses, talents, bands, music, all sorts, just memories.
Yeah.
And just support each other. That's our goal. We've built an online platform for the community to use, but I really want to build the community and have the community come together and support one another, support each other's business.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is prior to the internet, it was a case of people meeting, sharing stories and stuff like that, swapping books and all that sort of thing, and talking about where they picked up a particular, piece of vintage clothing. That still exists today, and that's, a wonderful earthy way of still doing it, and people still do that. But I think the great thing with the internet, though, for many of us, you might be living in a small town in Iowa. The fact is, you might think, oh, I'm the only person into this. There's actually a lot more. And the great thing is the internet's really supported that. In fact, if anything, I think vintage culture is actually grown significantly because of the internet.
Right. However, I think it can be our best friend, but it can be a little bit of an enemy. And it's funny because my business partner and my partner in life, Randy, we were talking about this. He's as big a part of Retro Essence as I am, by the way. So we were discussing this after watching Mad Men on Sunday. We were talking about how the set designers had managed to keep to Matthew Weiner's vision of the authentic look of the time. But his vision, he didn't want to create a textbook study of mid-century modern America, because that look didn't happen at that time in a vacuum.
Yes.
And even now, vintage and retro styles don't happen in a vacuum. You were back in the day, you were surrounded by other influences, pieces of furniture from the past. You had new stuff, but you also had your grandma's sideboard and, Aunt Ethel's table and antiques. And here's the thing that I think maybe the internet has not, is not helped us, is transferring our interests and our influences through the generation. I think we may be becoming just a little bit isolated, meaning that you could just be into one aspect of retro or vintage.
Yeah.
Whereas I know now, after searching out all these people for the past 18 months, oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe the diversity out there, the talented people out there. There are things that I didn't even know existed out there that all aspects of different retro and vintage.
I think one always has to be very, very careful that they don't become, you know, a vintage Nazi.
A purist. I'd like to call them a purist.
But, you know, because that can get a little bit ridiculous. It can be a little bit isolating. And I don't think it's particularly welcoming to new people. I think people always have to have a bit of an open mind. That said, people who, like you are behind these things, get an opportunity to really guide people into some really cool stuff.
Well, yes, that's what I've found when I've found so many young people that have been influenced by classics. Our motto on Retro Essence is where classic meets modern.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we want to, to push. It's about today. It's about people living in 2015, making a living. They tend to be, the retro community tend to be very entrepreneurial.
Yes.
And that's something that we're going to really support on Retro Essence. I've got experts coming in from the social media marketing, the traditional sort of marketing side, that will come in, because I've found that vintage and retro people, they have their passion first. You know, they've got their surf rock band
yep.
that they want to promote for gigs.
Mm-hmm.
They want new clothes in fashion. So they come into it from the other sort of angle, that they have the passion already, but they have no business sense.
Mm.
So that is the role that Retro Essence wants to really support and play, is bring in help. Share your stories. I've already spoken to a lot of people, people who are selling their crafts, their vintage jewellery on Etsy. They've tried everything, and the Facebook and Google, and keep updating their, algorithms. And
yeah, their algorithms, yeah.
If you don't stay ahead of it, how are you going to do that when you're making your jewellery
mm-hmm.
and, running your business? You haven't got time for that.
Yeah, and
so
it keeps
on
changing.
Really trying to support the entrepreneurial spirit and small businesses. And as I say, it will be, right now it's no cost at all, and I actually don't want to be writing for Retro Essence, as much as I love it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
It's actually for the community.
So you like, you'd love to have some people, obviously, send you in some articles, I imagine, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please. That's what it's all about. Write to me, promote, tell me who you are, promote your business. Let's get you heard and seen out there, and let's make this a huge community of support. It's like mine. When you visit Retro Essence, you'll not only find something you're familiar with and something you already know and love, but maybe you'll pick up something new that you didn't know existed. Because I know I have, over the past year or so. I've been introduced to so many amazing things that I just didn't know.
Jacqueline, you've done a great job. And this is a different type of angle to vintage retro life online that I haven't actually seen before. A lot of general news type websites, plenty of those around. There's some great ones out there. But this is a slightly different angle. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Appreciate it. And we'll keep up to date with what's going on with the website address, Retro Essence. What's the website address?
RetroEssence.com. And you can find us on all the social media sites. Please check out my Pinterest site. I love my Pinterest site, and I think everyone else will too.
Good to talk to you, Jacqueline.
All right. Thanks, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation's Coop Cooper.
And anyway, our sort don't carry guns. We use this to get what we want.
And I assume you have got what you want.
The Cocktail Nation, broadcasting online.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with Jackie Gleason. Moment to moment. Just last weekend, great moment. I checked out a marvellous exhibition at the State Library here in Sydney. It was called Pulp Confidential. And it's all about the history of pulp fiction in both Australia and the United States. Absolutely fantastic display. It's finished up, sadly, but I managed to secure an interview with the curator, a man by the name of Peter Doyle, who also happens to be a Sydney author. So we'll bring that to you, that interview to you in the coming weeks. But he's a fascinating character. He's put together an amazing, amazing exhibition. It's funny, looking through some of the pulp books, I found many that I've got on my own shelf that I've collected over the years. Pretty amazing stuff. Last week, you know, we talked to Otto about TKIS's 15, which has its theme, Yesterday's Future Today. Well, Otto, I found a special song for you guys busy putting together Tiki Oasis. This is Chet Baker and Moon Love on the Cocktail Nation.
A man who gets into some very hot spots and some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Conversation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader, all thanks to ultraswank.net. Follow us on social media by heading over to the Twitter account that we set up. The handle is simply Cocktail Nation, or one word. Check it out today.
You'll smile on me, all the clouds roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds roll away. See the honeymooners shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name the day when you belong to me and the clouds roll away. If you'll smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company and the clouds will roll away. See the honeymooners shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name the day when you belong to me and the clouds roll away.
The Cocktail Nation.
Here is a world of communication tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow.
Coop, how are you, man?
Very good, very good.
Awesome. Hey, Coop, how you doing? You know, I love your program.
Hey, buddy. Always connect with you, man. It's, like, been way too long.
You gotta come out here. Are you gonna come out?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
fall in love. It will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love has ended before it's begun. Kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be complete.
Donation with Coop Cooper, and When I Fall in Love, Jimmy Borges and Matt Cunningham there. You know, up on the Ultra Swank website, one of my favourite contributors, Baron von Swankenstein, has written an amazing piece called Atomic Age Drinking in the Information Age, and he talks about the best mixology apps and compares them, and it's really worth checking out on the Ultra Swank website today, so to make sure you get there, and check out some of Baron's other articles. He's written some great stuff. Time for a look at the world swing. Now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Oana Luau at the Lake, June 25, June 29. It's Django Reinhardt New York Festival at the Birdland. Tiki Gon set for July 10. Red Lion Hotel, The Key in Vancouver, Washington. Dicky Oasis, August 13. Twinwood Vintage Festival, Clapham, UK, August 29. And September 19, it's the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. Lots of great things on. If you've got some events coming up, I'd love to hear from you. We'll put it up on the website and get it on the radio for you. Simply email thecocktailnation@gmail.com or get in touch with us via our social media connections. Here's Oscar Peterson now. Easy Does It on The Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Central Sydney. A man. A microphone. A dimly lit apartment. And a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation.
Listen, Dickie Bird, my character is a card shark with a taste for booze and bras. That might be too much of a stretch.
He's a playboy.
So what? So are you. What does that have to do with anything?
But I ain't running for president.
Jack Daniels still your drink?
Jack Daniels for Mr. Sinatra.
There's some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's the Cocktail Nation.
Leader Coop Cooper, all thanks to ultraswing.net. Cocktail in, brief and breezy. Next week, some classic comedy coming your way. Gonna leave you with Arthur Lyman now and Sweet and Lovely, a song he must have written about me. Stay hip.